Corruption is blamed for many of the country's woes, including erratic electricity and fuel supplies. The Nigerian press says the country, which is one of the world's largest oil producers, generates less than 4,000 megawatts of power per day, compared to 40,000 for South Africa and 110,000 for Brazil. With the country's four state-owned oil refineries working at a fraction of their capacity, Nigeria spends billions of dollars importing fuel for cooking oil, for automobiles, and for running power generators for industry. It also spends billions in subsidies to make fuel affordable to consumers. Efforts by past presidents to curb corruption and modernize the energy sector have not yielded results for consumers and businesses. Former President Goodluck Jonathan has called on President Buhari not to limit any corruption investigations to his administration, since he says the problem has been present in all governments, both military and civilian. Buhari has said he will not go on what he calls a witch hunt of prior administrations on corruption charges. And the Nigeria media says Buhari's campaign assured President Jonathan that he personally will not be investigated. But political analyst Darren Q says it will be hard not to look into the past because many established politicians continue to benefit from government mismanagement and corruption networks in the oil industry. Q is associate professor of conflict resolution at the University of Massachusetts in Boston and the director of the university's Center for Peace, Democracy, and Development.
All of the Jonathan administration power holders in one way, shape, or form have continuing vested interests in a lot of the illicit trade around the oil industry with connections to government contracts in a variety of ways. All of the sort of government-sponsored corruption that had been in the past is certainly still very present. And so a lot of these networks are certainly going to trace back to powerful individuals in the Jonathan administration and further back, and certainly, you know, including President Obasanjo and people in his administration as well. So it's certainly going to be a minefield to President Buhari in terms of how many of these powerful political individuals is he going to be willing to go after and how soon.
But Q says it's still possible to send a strong signal that corruption will not be tolerated even by some of the country's long-established elites.
A lot of these powerful politicians have front men, you know, people who launder their money for them or take care of the books and that sort of thing, you know, and many of these front men are themselves, you know, millionaires, billionaires, in Naira terms at least. They're usually well known to be connected to particular politicians. So President Buhari could go after those individuals rather than some of the biggest politicians, you know, with a not-so-subtle message to the kingpins behind these individuals.
Besides corruption in government agencies, Buhari has also indicated he is willing to tackle the lack of accountability by state and local governments that rely on revenues from the central government. Patrick Smith, the editor of the influential publications Africa Confidential and Africa Report, says governors of states enjoy wide powers, and a few states like Rivers, Lagos, and Kano have budgets larger than many African economies.
What Buhari is saying is that they're going to have to take a very close look at the government's overall commitments of the country, both at national, state, and local government level, and they're going to have to be very, very careful about what goes out. So I think the governors are going to find their own funds are going to be much more carefully monitored and closely rationed.
Smith says the ruling APC met recently in Abuja to discuss government reforms. One of the leading spokesmen was the governor of Kaduna State, Nasir El-Rufai.
And the message that came across was, yeah, we've got plenty of policies, we've got plenty of great policy ideas, but unless we reform the public service, unless we reestablish the rule of law in the country, which means serious reform and restructuring of the police and judiciary, we're not going to be able to achieve our policy objectives.
Patrick Smith, Darren Kew, and other observers say Buhari's management style is to set overall goals but not to micromanage. In this model, cabinet ministers are given full backing to achieve results. In the past, says Kew, political appointments have been tasked to do nothing about corruption or to cover up the problem. He says Buhari could name a strong attorney general to tackle the problem and unleash Nigeria's powerful anti-corruption agencies. Smith says Buhari could also beef up the responsibilities of his vice president, Yemi Osinbajo, a former professor of law who has been praised for his work as commissioner for justice in Lagos State. Osinbajo would help run the government and coordinate the various government departments. But Smith says expectations are high and the new administration's so-called honeymoon with the public may be short. I'm William Eagle in Washington.